Now, wonderful. Jim, I think you wanted to say something about all this.
Just a heartfelt thank you so much for your support, for your love. We are budgeted for another year, so that you know what we're going on.
Don't forget, our Ash Wednesday services are this Wednesday. Ash Wednesday is this Wednesday, y'all. We have the 12:15 midday quiet communion, and then our regular 7 p.m. service with Holy Communion and imposition of ashes at 7. That also means Shrove Tuesday is 6 p.m. on Tuesday. That's why it's called Shrove Tuesday. On Tuesday at 6, we have pancakes and fun, hopefully. We are still looking for talent, in quotes. So please let me know. In your bulletin today, you would find your Easter lily form. Believe it or not, it's time to start planning for that. Our deadline is, I think, April 1st, so that's coming up quickly. Janet. Janet's going to give us an update on our Love One Another campaign. Thank you. Shannon, you're up.
Good morning. I want to let you know 2 weeks from today, we will be hosting Family Promise. At this time, we have a full house. We have three families that will be hosting, including two fathers within these families as well. Next week, we will have a Meet the Families where I'll have information on the families that Joe has graciously indicated that he will provide for me because my son is having his graduation pictures done next week, so I won't be here, but Joe will be here. We also will have laundry that will be ready, and we're still in need of people for laundry and for day host and for evening host and for meals. So if you can provide one of these, that we would greatly appreciate it, because it does help get these folks back on their feet and back to being where they want to be, and that is have their independence. So thank you so much for your love and support of these families.
Thank you, Shannon. I'm scared to do this with Jonathan. There you are. Yes, we have missed. Boy, have we missed you. No. How soon are you going away again? just an early warning reminder. Next Sunday, daylight savings time begins. Ooh. So that means, you know, you'll lose an hour. Spring your clocks forward next Saturday night before you go to bed. Or when you arrive for church, we'll be done. You might want that, but, you know. So anyway, let us prepare for our worship. Thank you. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who creates us and forms us, who redeems us and calls us, who unites us and sends us. Gathered in God's presence, let us confess our sin. Mighty and loving God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We seek our own way. We divide the body of Christ. In your mercy, cleanse us and heal us. Let the words of our mouths, the thoughts of our hearts, and everything that we do be filled with faith, hope, and love. Amen. Hear the voice of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim release to the captives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim to you that your sins are forgiven and you are released. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are yours forever. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have
our God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Our God, alleluia, 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 alleluia. Sing with all the people of God and join in the hymn of all creation. The feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. For the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Alleluia. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Holy God, mighty and immortal, you are beyond our knowing. Yet we see your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Transform us into the likeness of your Son, who renewed our humanity so that we may share in his divinity. Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Well, hey, y'all. How are y'all? I got my favorite pair of sunglasses on. Yeah, this is pretty cool. And you know why I'm wearing these sunglasses? Because today in our scripture lesson, we're going to hear all about Jesus. And he went up on a mountain. And he took three of his special friends with him, Peter, James, and John. And they went up on that mountain. And when he was up there, he suddenly started to glow so bright that I thought, you know what? We need sunglasses to look at him. Wouldn't that be great? That's pretty bright, isn't it? If somebody glowed that bright, can you glow? No, I can't glow either. I can't. But Jesus glowed with God's glory. And what it was a very important thing it said to us. It said, Jesus is God's Son. He's very special and different than all of us and like all of us all at the same time. That's kind of strange. And so I think when we have Transfiguration Sunday, that's a big word that this Sunday's called. I think wearing sunglasses is what we should all do. That's pretty cool, isn't it? But the other thing about sunglasses, have you ever worn sunglasses? When you wear sunglasses, everything looks different. I can look at Lily and she's got a green dress on. If I put this on, it's green, but it's a darker green than it was when I look at it this way. Does that make sense? You know, these are not clear lenses. I mean, they're clear, but they're dark green, you see? And so when I look through them, I see things a little bit differently. And so I was thinking about that. You know what? Once we've put on sunglasses and seen Jesus glow in this glory, we have to see everything else differently too. Like we're looking at Jesus all the time. Everything I look at with these sunglasses on is different. And because of Jesus, we have to be different. And so that's what I wanted you to remember today, is that Jesus glowed with glory, with God's glory, to show us who he really was. But then we are changed so that when we look at things, we see them through the eyes of Jesus. That's what I wanted you to remember today. All right, can we have a prayer? Dear Jesus, thank you for revealing yourself to us. Help us to live our lives revealing you to others. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
First reading is from Exodus. Moses came down from Mount Sinai. As he came down from the mountain with the two tablets of the covenant in his hand, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he had been talking with God. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, the skin of his face was shining, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the leaders of the congregation returned to him, and Moses spoke with them. Afterward, all the Israelites came near, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. When Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would take the veil off until he came out. And when he came out and told the Israelites what he had been commanded, the Israelites would see the face of Moses, that the skin of his face was shining, and Moses would put the veil on his face again until he went in to speak with him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today's second reading is from the second Corinthians. Since then we have such a hope, we act with great boldness, not like Moses, who put a veil over his face to keep the people of Israel from gazing at the end of the glory that was being set aside. But their minds were hardened. Indeed, to this very day, when they hear the reading of the Old Covenant, that same veil is still there, since only in Christ is it set aside. Indeed, to this very day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their minds. But when one turns to the Lord, that veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And all of us, with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit. Therefore, since it is by God's mercy that we're engaged in this ministry, we do not lose heart. We have renounced the shameful things that one hides. We refuse to practice cunning or to falsify God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we commend ourselves to the conscience of everyone in the sight of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. This is my son, my chosen, listen to him. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 9th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now, about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. On the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, a great crowd met him. Just then a man from the crowd shouted, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son. He is my only child." Suddenly a spirit seizes him, and all at once he shrieks. It convulses him until he foams at the mouth. It mauls him and will scarcely leave him. "I begged your disciples to cast it out, but they could not." Jesus answered, "You faithless and perverse generation, how much longer must I be with you and bear with you? Bring your son here." While he was coming, the demon dashed him to the ground in convulsions. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. And all were astounded at the greatness of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Be seated. I remember my visit to Mount Tabor when I was in Israel. It was an odd mountain. There in the middle of a large plain and not near any other mountain at all, there is this steep 1,800-foot mountain. The road up was winding and twisting, but I sure was glad I didn't have to walk the more than 4,000 stair steps to get to the top. On top, there was a beautiful chapel amidst tall, lush trees. It was made of gleaming white marble, and inside we heard singing and watched a group celebrate a mass there in the church. This chapel had three focal points, one honoring Moses, one for Elijah, and the central one for Jesus. Outside the chapel, we stared out over the plain stretched below us, gawking at the wondrous view and thinking about the even more incredible view that Peter, James, and John had on this mountain, that view of Jesus transfigured. It was peaceful and inspiring. And then we headed down. When we got back to where the bus was waiting, I guess we shouldn't have been surprised. There were booths there. Not just three, but numerous booths, full of stuff for us to gawk at and to buy. Olive wood statues, picture postcards, holy water, item after item celebrating Mount Tabor or some aspect of the Bible story. All of it was for sale. And I remember that I didn't buy anything there. And later on, I was glad I hadn't. Because if I had, I would have felt an awful lot like Peter. Yes, like Peter. Peter never gets good press when it comes to this story. Oh, you'll hear sermon after sermon about the transfiguration, talking about how Peter wanted to stay up there on the mountain, basking in Jesus' glory always, how he wanted to build booths so that they could stay there, but how Jesus leads us to come down from the mountain and serve others in our faith. It's a good point. And I have and I will preach sermons just like that. But it seems to me that hidden in this story, there's an even greater danger than Peter's desire to build booths and stay up on the mountain. Peter wanted to look. Peter wanted to gawk. All Peter wanted to be was a tourist. What am I talking about? Well, it seems to me that Peter wanted to take this event and make a tourist destination out of it. Let's keep this going, he seems to say, and we'll build places for us to keep you behind glass where you're safe, and then over here we'll build a resort with a restaurant, a gift shop, a swimming pool, and a few rides for the kids. People will want to come here and see this, and before you know it, Peter would have created Disney World right there on top of Mount Tabor. Maybe he would have called it Transfiguration Land. But that's the problem. If you ever go to Disney World, the sole reason to go there is Disney World. No battles were ever fought in the area. There's no natural wonder, no historical significance, no mountains, no beaches. All that's there is Disney World. And, of course, the other tourist destinations that have cropped up since. And the problem is, those places are really about nothing. They don't mean anything. It's an opportunity to escape from the real world for a while. But that's about all there is. And if Peter had built his booths, that's exactly what the transfiguration would have turned into as well. People would come, oh sure. And people would gawk, to be sure. And people would be amazed, absolutely. And they'd take pictures and buy postcards and greasy French fries. And then they'd all go home and plan next year's trip somewhere else. And it was fun, but somehow everyone goes home with an empty feeling inside because everyone knows it was about nothing and it didn't mean a thing. That's not what Jesus had in mind. The transfiguration is about change. There on top of Mount Tabor, Jesus glows with heavenly glory. There on top of Mount Tabor, Moses and Elijah appear honoring Jesus, who is greater than them both. There on the top of Mount Tabor, Jesus is transfigured, but we are the ones who are changed. We are changed. We have to be, because in that one moment, Jesus was revealed as God's Son. God's Son, one of us. God's Son, come to die. God's Son, come to save. That's what that event was about. And that's what it means. And that's why it makes a difference and changes us. The light from Jesus shines from this mountain like a beacon, calling us to see what God is doing in Jesus, how God is saving all of us in grace. And then calling us to respond in faith, in love, and in service to others. I remember Mount Tabor. No. That's gawking. That's being a tourist. Here's what's real. There, Jesus was revealed as the Son of God. And that makes a difference in us. Oh, people of God, today, go ahead, gawk. It's okay. Look and see. Be amazed. But also be changed. Come down into the world with all you are. Believe. Love. Serve. Amen.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life of the everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty Lord and Savior, today we see you revealed in glory. Thank you for this gift, O Jesus. Help us to open our lives to your work in us. Lead us in giving our lives to serve others that we might shine for you. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, open our ears this day to listen to you. Truly, there is nowhere else for us to go. Truly, you have the words of eternal life. Create a hunger in us for your word, Lord God. Draw us near to your hearts. Unite our wills with your will. Lead us always and strengthen us to follow. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Savior, our world is in need of being transformed. Where our world is wrong, make it right in your love. End the divisions that separate us. Unite us as your people, living in love and understanding. Heal the sick. Comfort the sorrowed, ease the burdens that so many carry. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Finally, O God, transform us by your presence with us every day. Change us by your Spirit so that forgiven we reach out to others in love and mercy. Change and charge us with zeal. Fill us with enthusiasm in our faith that in all ways we may live your love. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray. Trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also
with you. Let us share God's peace.
us pray. God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread
from the earth
and fruit from the vine.
Nourish us with these gifts, that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence. In Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, O holy God. You are the life and light of all. By your powerful word, you created all things. Through the prophets, you called your people to be a light to the nations. Blessed are you for Jesus, your Son. He is your light, shining in our darkness and revealing to us your mercy and might. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his preaching and healing, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day when all the universe will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Spirit, bless us and this meal, that refreshed with this heavenly food, we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. We thank you, O God, that you have fed us at your banqueting table with bread and wine beyond compare, the very life of Christ for us. Send your Spirit with us now that we may set the captive free. Use your gifts to build one another up, and in everything reflect your glory revealed in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.